Just getting into the NBA or any pro sports league is an expensive, potentially dangerous commitment against extremely tough odds. For homeschooled kids, the likelihood of a career in sports is especially challenging. For years, several states barred kids from outside the public school system from playing on their athletic teams. Now 25 states allow homeschooled students onto varsity teams, signaling a change in attitude, along with more room for debate on whether and how to integrate them. Kate Fridkus writes the homeschooling blog Skipping School. Her writing has been picked up by The New York Times, The Huffington Post, and other publications. Word of Mouth producer Taylor Quimby caught up with her and asked why, when it comes to sports, homeschoolers want to be team players.
I actually never played sports and never really wanted to play sports, so I just escaped this whole issue personally, but I have two younger brothers, and they both were very passionate about sports and played baseball quite seriously for a number of years. They felt very strongly that they should have been able to play sports in a local public high school, which they were not allowed to do. I guess their athletic careers were cruelly truncated at maybe 14 or 15 years old. I guess that's the age cutoff for the rec leagues. And it seemed unfair to them because regardless of how much they cared and how dedicated they were to the game, one of my brothers was sort of the star pitcher in his league. Regardless of all of that, they didn't have the option or opportunity to pursue the sport at a higher level.
The executive director of the Virginia High School League, his name is Ken Tilley, he sort of argues the opposite side. He says allowing homeschoolers to play on public school teams would be unfair to kids who have to keep up a certain GPA or meet other criteria for which homeschoolers don't have maybe a measurable equivalent. Mm-hmm. What do you say to that?
I don't know. I don't think we should be thinking too hard about what is unfair for kids in school. I think we should be thinking about this in terms of people have different opportunities. Kids in school are exposed to a number of opportunities that kids out of school are not exposed to, and kids out of school are exposed to opportunities that kids in school are not exposed to. So we're all kind of starting from different points. But I think that the thing that we should be focusing on here is who's playing sports, how are they doing, and I would imagine that any coach would want to form the strongest team possible.
He makes sort of another point that I thought was interesting, one I hadn't thought of. He says that when public schools take on homeschoolers, it does a disservice to the growing number of homeschool athletic programs that are popping up to remedy this exact problem. I guess he's saying if public schools take the best athletes, these alternative programs will never measure up.
That's a really interesting point. I think that what he's talking about really depends on the community. There are definitely certain communities that have more homeschooling families than others. And in those communities, it's easier for the homeschoolers to form their own teams, their own leagues. And I saw that happen in my community with other extracurriculars. Like there was a chess team that was a homeschool chess team and stuff like that, theater groups. But not every community has enough homeschoolers to go in that direction. And in fact, many don't. So if you are a homeschooled athlete who is living in a small town and there are no other homeschooled families, or maybe just a few, you really don't have the option to form a league and play baseball or football or whatever it is that you're interested in doing. So all of those people are at an immediate disadvantage. And you have to remember that all of these people are still taxpayers. So their money is still funding the local schools. I think just on a very basic level, to cut the people, anybody, off from participation when they're funding those programs feels sort of just fundamentally wrong.
What about those other programs, French club, math team, or drama club, which usually requires use of an auditorium? Are homeschoolers facing the same sort of hurdles trying to access non-athletic public school activities, or is that debate also going on in the background?
I think that's absolutely going on. In the community that I grew up in, there were some groups that weren't available or that homeschoolers hadn't formed for whatever reason. I was talking to my mom about this the other day, and she said that she had watched some homeschooling families in our area attempt to integrate into school programs that they wouldn't have had access to otherwise, not sports, but other stuff. And they found it very, very difficult because there were so many bureaucratic hurdles in place and so much red tape that it was very difficult for the homeschoolers to get involved in other programs outside of sports. I think that is an issue, and I think it's one that's being talked about now, although maybe sports is the best example of activity that homeschoolers might need often sports require fields and facilities that you don't necessarily have outside of that system.
Kate Fridkus there, speaking with Word of Mouth producer Taylor Quimby. You'll find links to her blogs about homeschooling and body image, as well as a New York Times discussion about homeschoolers in public athletic programs. That's all at wordofmouthradio.org. Now stay with us later in the show, finding beauty and dignity in the dirty, essential job of trash collecting. Trash Dance, when Word of Mouth continues in just a few minutes from NHPR.